The lady of Northamptonshire, who loved a serving man so dear, she now enjoys her heart's delight, though once she feared her ruin quite. She on a certain day did go to William, who she honored so, when walking near a bower fair, she wittily discoursed him there. As they beneath the shades did walk, they did of love together talk, where William he did blush to find the youthful lady prove so kind. "I prithee, William," she replied, "suppose I help thee to a bride, one that will make a virtuous wife, canst thou forego a single life?" "Dear madam, let me see her face, her rosy cheeks and charming grace, then if I like her you shall find that I can be to love inclined." She took young William by the hand and said, "Do not disputing stand, for she's a proper comely dame, as like myself as if the same." "I wish it was yourself," said he, "oh, then I should right happy be, with whom I should have riches store, for 'tis a sorrow to be poor. Suppose I was the lady Will, and that my friends should take it ill, stripping me of my rich array, how should we live another day? I have," said he, "a small estate, the which has left me but of late. With that and my industry, I hope I shall provide for thee." "Well," said my dear and loyal love, "do thou but true and constant prove, then we are living, need not fear, I have £2,000 a year. Besides £300 in gold, as good as ever merchant told, and if I had 10 times more, thou shouldst be lord of all my store. Let father frown and mother chide, 'tis all a case, I'll be thy bride. This said they did appoint the day, and married were without delay. Now when her friends the news did know, they to her former love did go, and willing him for her to fight, I will," replied the baron knight. The noble challenge being made, this serving man such weapons played, that he the baron knight did wound, and laid him bleeding on the ground. So soon as e'er he felt the smart, he cried, "Take her with all my heart. It seems she is thy lawful wife, for her I'll never lose my life." And thus the serving man by fight secured his virtuous lady bright, who was her parents' only child, and all her friends are reconciled.